broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for Liberty Roundtable live for July the 12th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always, incredibly simple, steady as a rock, that is, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. The blueprint for liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America, is our guide. The checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers, brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Kirk Cosby's with me. We got to recap the previous broadcast first. And then we'll launch into news the networks refuse to use today. Yesterday, the broadcast is, of course, available on demand in your Roku player and at libertyroundtable.com. We talked about Obama urges mutual respect between protesters and police and race debate. New York Times. Now, I know Barack has really, in my opinion, caused race relation problems and been part of the problem. I get it. I agree. Don't call me and tell me, you know, hey, don't give Barack credit because he's, you know, he's been a problem. I agree. But I'm telling you, when he says we all need to step back, we need to have mutual respect, he's got a point. Give him credit when credit's due once in a while, folks. That's part of, you know what, when you never give people credit when credit's due, when you never acknowledge a just reality, you almost do yourself a disfavor. You create almost a credibility crisis where you can never be trusted to be even-handed and fair. It's kind of like I think Martin Luther King Jr. is a thug. But when he said, I have a dream that people will be, you know, judged on the content of their character, not on the content or the color of their skin, he's right. Even a thug can get it right once in a while, you know, even Barack. Exclusive new details emerge as parents of Dallas cop killer Micah Johnson speak out for the first time on TheBlaze.com. Good for The Blaze carrying this. The parents said they didn't want to go to the mainstream press. They didn't trust them. Wow, that ought to tell you plenty, huh? The gunman who killed five police officers in Dallas, identified as Micah Johnson, displayed a, quote, noticeable change in behavior after being discharged from the U.S. Army in 2015. That's what the shooter's parents told The Blaze in an exclusive interview. Rudy Giuliani says Black Lives Matter is inherently racist and anti-American. Boy, do we agree with that. Milwaukee Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. says it's time for the liberal mainstream press is giving lip service and legitimacy to the Black Lives Matter movement. It should be labeled as a hate group. We need to spend our time marginalizing these groups. That was all in hour one. Sam went off on a monologue relating to all this as well. And the only way we're going to solve these things is if we put God as our focus and return to our maker in terms of our hearts, our minds, our obedience. In hour two, we had our guest on, Mr. Scott Bradley, vice presidential candidate on the Constitution Party ticket for president, along with Darrell Castle, presidential candidate. That's who I've endorsed, by the way, Scott Bradley and Darrell Castle. Ted Cruz, quote, we had a positive meeting. Who? Well, Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. Yeah. Donald asked me, meaning Ted Cruz, to speak at the Republican convention, and I told him I'd be glad to do so. So there you go. Ted Cruz is speaking at the convention, the Republican convention, to take place next week. Donald Trump is 95% likely to pick Indiana Governor Mike Pence as his running mate. That's what the Washington Times believes. But the Washington Post believes Trump is considering retired. What's this guy? Michael T. Flynn as his running mate, who's a registered Democrat and, by the way, a pro-abortion guy. Now, others are saying Newt Gingrich might get the nod. I think that Barack ought to, Trump ought to pick somebody way different, like maybe a Pat Buchanan. That's just my humble opinion. We also talked a lot about 2 Chronicles 7:14, the King James Version. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, then I will hear from heaven. And then I will heal their sin. I'm sorry, will forgive their sin and heal their land. So basically God's saying in the Bible, you know what, if we repent, if we turn to him, he will forgive our sin and heal our land and protect us. Boy, do we need that in this era of craziness, don't we? We also talked about Gretchen Carlson filing a sexual harassment lawsuit against Fox's Roger Ailes. USA Today, 6 more women and counting are coming to the table saying he sexually harassed me also. Woman claims after she rebuffed Roger Ailes that she was, quote, blacklisted. It ruined her career, basically. Don't worry, Hillary Clinton spending $500,000 a day on TV ads, and Donald Trump is spending zero. And on one hand, the mainstream press tells you, oh, man, Hillary's a couple of points ahead of Donald. Looks bad for Donald. And my response is, if you're spending $500,000 a day on TV and you're only a couple of points ahead and he's spending nothing, that proves how much more popular Donald is than Hillary. That's for sure. Even $500,000 a day is hardly making a difference. What if the Donald spent even a tenth of that? Wow. Now, like or dislike Donald Trump, the fact is he's certainly taken the world by storm and proved without a whole lot of money. At least comparatively speaking. It's a relative statement, right? He can actually play in the presidential arena. Not many people could do that, but Donald has proven that he can. Like or dislike Donald Trump, he will probably be the Republican nominee. The real question is, who will he pick as a VP? Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on the ball. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday, brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. They've got a bunch of stuff, and they've got an incredible DVD and book sale. They've got all kinds of closeout books. They've got overstock books. And they're good stuff, like Credit Restoration Primer. It's on sale for $31.95. Or $31.99, sorry. We got a Quiet Title War Manual. On sale for $47.96. Clouded Titles Mayday Edition. $39.96. And basically David Krieger's books. Turns out they're all 20% off. We got Gary Knoll specials. 20% off. Green stuff, red stuff, men's stuff, Power Berry Blast, muscle stuff, and more. Wow. You got 10% off Numana Foods. You got Sherry Rogers special daily detox. I'm just telling you, go to thepowermall.com. Or dial 877-817-9829 and tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. Say thanks, Joyce and crew, the Power Hour, the Power Mall for your support. Do it today. 877-817-9829. Kurt Cosby, welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Oh, buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Remember how they were said that high tech was going to save us, Kurt?
Oh, yeah, it's always something's going to save us.
Ross Pro said the sucking really sound would happen, and then they're like, no, Ross, you don't get it. High tech's going to save us.
Mm-hmm.
That was like in, what, 92 or something like that?
Yeah.
So, you know, 25 years later almost.
Yeah.
Headline says, IM Flash lays off 7% of its Utah workforce.
Ooh.
That's quite a bit, Kurt. I don't know, it's like 130 people or something. Uh-huh. And you could say, well, that's not that big a deal, Sam. Come on, that's not that many people. I mean, hundreds of layoffs everywhere. I get it, but these are high-paying jobs, Kurt. Mm-hmm. These are technical jobs. And these represent families, Kurt. We're not talking about 130 people. We're talking about 130 families.
Yeah, a number of them work in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
As well.
So maybe there'll, unfortunately, be some foreclosed houses on the market, huh? See, what people don't understand is all those repercussions. I'm not saying we want foreclosed houses on the market. I'm just making a point that that's what starts to happen. It's not just like, oh, darn, they got laid off. No big deal. It isn't that simple, folks. And it's more impactful in a negative way than you could possibly imagine. And after we spent all kinds of tax dollars to get him here, which we should have never done in the first place, then it's even, what, double jeopardy devastation, Kurt, if you will?
Good point.
Doesn't have to be that way, of course. All right, when we get back, Kurt wants to talk about Pokemon. Yeah, oh. Pokemon Go fever's catching the world by storm, Kurt. Electrifying fans and worrying law enforcement, we'll talk about it. What the heck is that? Do you understand it all? We'll talk about it. There's serious problems with Pokemon Go, ladies and gentlemen. We got details on your radio.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, before we get to Pokemon, or Pokemon, whatever you want to call this thing, Donald Trump just emailed me and said, hey, Sam, I'm going to be get the nominee or the nod. I'm going to be the nominee for the President of the United States on the Republican ticket next week at the convention. And Sam, I hope to see you there next week, buddy. Yeah, the Donald emailing me. And he says, make America great again. Next week, I'll accept the Republican nomination for president, and I want you to be there. We're offering one lucky winner and a friend round-trip tickets and a hotel stay, not to mention the VIP passes, to the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. You won't want to miss it. So I can sign up for that, Kurt. You know?
How much does it cost, Sam, to sign up for that?
Well, it didn't say.
Yeah, I'll bet you if you don't, I guess you could say contribute, you probably won't get your number in the hat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good point. I got to click on the link to enter now, though, to get that done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's all right.
Trump logo comes up when you do that, Kurt.
Huh.
See Trump live at the RNC convention. This is your chance to watch Donald Trump become the official Republican nominee for president of the United States. You won't want to miss it, Kurt. Chip in $3 be automatically entered into the inclusive Cleveland trip in the making. Of course, you could choose donation amount. It starts out with $35 or $50 or $100 or $175.
Get you a few more tickets in there.
$250, $500, $1,000. Yeah.
Probably $2,500.
You can even make it monthly recurring, Kurt.
I bet you can.
And if you donated to us before, you already created an account, that's even easier.
Yeah.
Now, here's what it says then. It says no purchase, payment, or contribution necessary to enter or win. Contributing will not improve your chances of winning. Void where prohibited. You may enter. You can do it. Now it says you can click here to do it without entering any money. Maybe I should click there. Full name. I put in my Sam Bushman name. Kurt, should I sign up for this thing?
Well,
who would I take with me?
Well, I mean, you might find somebody willing to go.
I doubt that. Aren't all the bigwigs not willing to even go to the convention, Kurt? Everybody important is like skipping it, right?
Oh, yeah, because, of course, the Kingmen, you know, feel like they got to have their own way about things, and they don't really, they're not too happy with them, Donald, are they?
Add my name. All I got to do is click there, right? Thank you for entering, Sam. Chip in $3 to automatically enter another for another chance. I thought it just said that I couldn't put in more money to increase my chances.
Huh?
I can choose a donation amount. I'm just going to leave it like that and see if I win, buddy. You and I might take my buddy Kirk Crosby with me. Head it, just roll into Cleveland with the Donald.
Hanging out.
They'd probably be like, Sam, I've been loving Liberty News Radio for a long time. I'm ready to fund you guys. Don't you think he'll do that?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking for sure.
You're talking probably, about the Donald.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we probably got an appointment already set up.
Of course we do.
With that going
on. Make America great again, Kurt.
That's
Sam signs up to get that done.
Yes,
nothing
sir.
Nothing like participating in politics, you know?
Yeah.
However, I wonder, are they just going to toss out mine because there ain't no cash with it?
Oh, come on, Sam. That's not the way this new kind of politics works.
You don't think that'll happen, huh?
Sure, it's the way the old kind worked, you know, but the new kind, you know, it just doesn't work the same.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, anyway, I'm for making America great again.
Yeah.
I really am. I think that's a good idea. All right. Anyway, enough of that. Pokemon Go fever, Kurt, is just ripping through Utah. It's catching all over the world, electrifying fans, worrying law enforcement personnel, according to the Deseret News. Do you know much about this, Kurt? Do you know how this works and everything?
You know, I was Pokemon trying to Go. Read up a little bit about it. You know, there's a number of articles. For example, Fortune has one that says, wildly popular Pokemon Go leads to robberies, injuries, and a body.
Sounds awesome, doesn't it?
Sub-headline.
Not. Sounds like a curse on humanity.
Says, Michigan Pokemon Go player finds unconscious woman behind the... Well, anyway, it goes on from there. Chicago Sun-Times has this piece. Pokemon Go players pursue creatures around Chicago. You know, anyway, it, Based on what I can see, it's not really what I'd recommend to the grandkids. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, let me kind of explain to you a little bit kind of what happens, okay?
Yeah.
The recent release of the Nintendo's app-based Pokemon Go, players seem, I guess they collect what they call various pocket monsters.
Okay.
And it kind of reminds you of like the Frankenstein myths, they say, Kurt.
Yeah.
Now, it was released on July the 6th, and millions have already downloaded the game, Kurt. Now, okay. Gaming commentator Joseph Bernstein chimes in on this sucker.
He's a gaming commentator.
Yes, sir. I mean, there's all kinds of commentators, my friend, and a gaming commentator.
We're gaming commentators now, since we're talking about it.
Good point.
Yeah, okay.
Now, here's the deal. As soon as you download the app to your smartphone, Kurt, you can start capturing the creatures, my friend. And Pokeballs, if you will, to be trained up for battle. Then they can battle against one another. The augmented reality game uses your phone's GPS technology to track players' movements, and that gets the users up and moving around, Kurt. It's like an exercise game where you just run around to flush out the Pokemon hidden in the world around you. Now, you visit sites. The sites are designated as like Pokestops and Pokemon gyms. And interactive stops are connected to the game, not necessarily neighborhoods. They fill parks, they surround businesses, they signal local points of interest like artwork, etc., historic markers. And I guess this one lady talks about it. She spent the weekend in Salt Lake City hunting down Pokemon characters. She says it was wild. I've never seen anything like it. And she was running around with her husband.
Okay.
Her sister. And her brother-in-law, and they found they were just one of dozens playing the game. Now, people were walking around, appearing, walking out from buildings and just running around. Now, here's the problem. It's a virtual reality game, Kurt, meaning that it's not even reality at all. Because these characters aren't real, but you run around and do all these different things. And, you know, it reminds me of this game Going Postal back in the day. That's like Grand Theft Auto or whatever, and you can go postal, you can do this and that. The debate rages about if games make a difference in people's lives, Kurt, but I submit to you that the more you do something, the easier it becomes to do. The more you do something, the more second nature it becomes to you. Whether it's Grand Theft Auto, where you rape, pillage, and plunder, or go postal, whether it's a violent assassination and or murder game, or whether it's something as simple as this Pokemon game running around in, quote, reality in society, in this virtual reality world, looking for these characters and in these locations that don't really exist. We are training people for very nefarious purposes, and most people don't see it. I'm going to talk about this in a second. Listen carefully, please. Liberty Roundtable, live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Do you ever wonder what happens to prominent politicians and cabinet members between political appointments? Some political insiders are given a plush job within corporations vying for political points in Washington and appoint high-ranking but out-of-office politicians with positions in their company complete with lavish salaries until they are ready to step back into power. This red carpet treatment in and out of Washington is often called the revolving door of politics. Former president of the Conservative National Committee, Joel Skousen, knows of the constant corruption swirling in Washington and points out that FBI Director James Comey has been part of it. Quote, James Comey has been a tool of the establishment his entire career. You don't get to be a U.S. attorney in Chicago, America's second most corrupt city, without playing along with the good old boys. He was named Deputy Attorney General under globalist George W. Bush and walked into several top-layer private jobs after leaving Washington. In a textbook case of the revolving door for the elite, he became General Counsel and Senior Vice President of Lockheed Martin and then Director of the corrupt British insider bank HSBC, the same bank that ran a tax avoidance scheme for the elite through their Swiss unit. Utah Representative Jason Chaffetz held hearings on Thursday on FBI Director James Comey's refusal to recommend criminal charges against Clinton. The main emphasis was his apparent double standard, reported townhall.com. Quote, Chairman Jason Chaffetz, Republican of Utah, and his colleagues are mystified by FBI Director James Comey's laying out the damning fact pattern about Clinton's use of a private email server, yet opting not to pursue criminal charges. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items for my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So I submit to you that that which you repeat doing becomes easier. That which you persist in becomes easier. The same thing with these video games that have real evil intentions, in my humble opinion. Whether you're talking about Grand Theft Auto, where you rape, pillage, and plunder, where you go postal and get violent and crazy and these shooter games, to now these virtual reality games of mixing reality with fiction. Pokemon Go, released July the 6th, already downloaded literally millions and millions of times. Law enforcement's concerned because people are running around playing these games, using their phones and the GPS technologies. And what happens is these people run around and do things, like appear in people's backyards, and people think they're taking pictures of their houses. It's getting crazy. Well, that's just the simple part of it. But what you're doing is you're training people to run around all fevered up, you know, drink an energy drink or whatever you do, and run around all, you know, hopped up, if you will, excited about this game, in a half virtual reality and half reality world. It's reality because you're literally running around in society, but it's virtual reality because all these characters and places and gyms and things that you're going to, these locations and stuff, are not really reality. I mean, they're reality in that they have real places, real people, real things, but they're not real in the sense that these characters that you're collecting and interactions aren't quite real. But you put that together with a shooter game, and pretty soon you've trained people to run around in society, half emerged in reality and half emerged in fiction, in an augmented or fake reality scenario. And then you wonder why people are going berserk. Then you take God out of their lives. You give them plenty of heaped up trouble of drugs and whoever what, and you wonder why on earth these people would go crazy or do something nefarious. Now, on top of that, it gets worse. Turns out the Pokemon Go is a data collection trap, Kurt. Among the information captured by the game, user's email address, IP address, and all kinds of details, Kurt.
You know, you wonder, at least maybe you don't really, but you wonder what all that's part of, you know. And you know, I mean, it's amazing the different things that these creators can find for us to be busy with. Wouldn't it be cool, I mean, if they came up, you know, maybe the Pokemon guys could work on this. Hey, find the lost gold from the, you know, Fort Knox, or, you know, find the way to...
Kurt, that would be productive.
Restore the honest money to America.
How are you going to ruin society if you do productive things like that?
Yeah, good point.
See, I don't mean to be rude, but everything they're doing is ruining society, though. Having a lady and her husband and her brother and sister-in-law running around Salt Lake City with this fake game all weekend long? What an absolute destructive... But look, the data collection here. It's a data collection trap, folks. Among the information captured by this Pokemon Go game, the user's email address, your IP address, in other words, the number associated with your device, the web page most recently viewed before you started the game, username and location, Kurt. Believe it or not, those who use a Google account to sign in share access to their entire Google account, Kurt.
Well,
don't worry.
The
company that created the game, Kurt, they will... Well, they retain the information and may share it with third parties, including law enforcement, just for your FYI.
Yeah. The Guardian.com has this little piece at the end of their rather lengthy article. It says, to put it bluntly, Pokemon Go is not good as a game until it gets updates which iron out kinks and offer content promised in early trailers, such as trading Pokemon group battles or even just more interesting combat. This isn't likely to change.
But Kurt, who wants to train people to battle or have combat, real or not? And then you wonder why that battle mentality spills into society at large, and you kind of go, I don't know where this is coming from. I don't know why this is happening. Isn't it obvious?
You're exactly right, yeah.
That which you persist in doing becomes easier to do.
Mm-hmm.
You've got these people. Every time they say, man, I don't know what that guy was thinking. This guy's not really in reality. He kind of had mental stability problems. He was half in reality and half out of reality. Now these games are just encouraging people to live like that all day long. That's what this whole family did last weekend, is just spent their time in this half reality stupor state, running around in the partial real world and in the partial fake world, Kurt. Then, you know, somebody goes postal and belligerent, and they're like, I don't know why. And then I'm like, man, games. Ah, those shooter games have nothing to do with it. Well, the guy was an expert at shooting. He got high-level training to shoot from these games. That's what the military uses. Now, it's bad enough for the data collection trap, Kurt. It's bad enough for the waste of time. It's bad enough for the training of virtual reality. It's bad enough for destroying your life and wasting your time. But it gets worse.
Yeah, here's one that says, if Pokemon Go feels like a religion, that's because it kind of is.
And now what they're doing is they've got these different designated sites, Kurt. They're like gyms, they call them.
Yes.
You know, so now when somebody says, I'm going to the gym, Kurt, it could be anywhere.
Yeah.
And the gym, by the way, the designated gyms are Mormon temples and Mormon church buildings, Kurt.
Oh.
So you have these Pokemon people running around half in and out of reality with war on their minds. Going to the religious, competition here?
I guess so, sir.
Now, it gets worse than even that, Kurt. Because you remember Pokemon is kind of a historical thing. It kind of evolves. It used to just be kind of cards and, you know, simple stuff. It wasn't a get out and merge reality with fake and, you know, the high-tech stuff. It wasn't kind of that way. But back in, like, 97, Kurt, do you remember this? There was a 1997 episode of the animated Pokemon children's show that triggered seizures in hundreds of Japanese children. Remember this?
I do remember that, yeah.
The series, of course, was based on the popular Nintendo game, video game Pokemon. And then they were doing battle inside of a computer. Now the battle is all over the place. But anyway, in that, it's a now banned episode, by the way.
Yeah.
I guess a character roughly 20 minutes into the episode detonated a vaccine bomb, Kurt.
Okay.
And it unleashed an outburst of strobing, yellow and red lights, and that's what triggered the seizures in children. More than 700 children who watched the program were hospitalized following epileptic convulsions. Well, then what happened is the Pentagon thought that was awesome. So the Pentagon then worked on that technology, Kurt. They created a quest to develop what they call the seizure weapon. Not a joke. So, literally, the Pentagon attempted to weaponize Pokemon technology. Newly declassified documents highlight the details, Kurt. They describe a 1998 Pentagon proposal to develop an electromagnetic pulse weapon that would assail targets with direct energy, that would introduce paralyzing convulsions and seizures. Wired Magazine reports the details, and many other organizations reporting these classified but now released documents. Basically, it would, it would kind of mess with your muscles, Kurt. It would disrupt voluntary muscle control. So every time we find out something crazy, now the Pentagon's all into Pokemon at our expense, Kurt. So let me get this straight. You got a mixing of reality and virtual reality. You got literally millions of people running around through our society everywhere. They're kind of in reality, but they're kind of not. They're in reality because the places they're going and the things they're doing are in reality, but their actions and their relationships and their thought patterns and stuff are not in reality at all. They're in this game. And I guess what happens, Kurt, is the law enforcement people are concerned because everybody's just, you know, you might just wind up in somebody's backyard and stuff, or you might wind up running across the street and getting hit by a train because you're so in this virtual reality thing. And that's a concern.
Guess,
but now you got this Pentagon thing. So what happens when at some point somebody turns this technology into seizure technology, Kurt, in your virtual reality while they're all at war, while you're walking to church, my friend, with your daughters and children and wife? And then when it all goes wrong, they're going to go, golly, I don't know really how this happened.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Kurt's responses in seconds. We got to get Kurt excited. Mm-hmm. Maybe we got to have him play Pokemon. Not.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
We're talking about this Pokemon Go game. It has evil intentions. Number one, it's a data trap. It'll steal a bunch of your data and turn it over to third parties, including law enforcement. But if that's not all, it wastes people's time and mixes people into your society in a virtual reality / reality state. And it gets worse because it's like Pokemon Go fever. It's very addicting. And, well, it's even worse because the Pentagon now attempted to weaponize Pokemon. And newly declassified documents are describing the 1998 Pentagon proposal to develop an electromagnetic pulse weapons system that would assail targets with direct energy that would induce paralyzing convulsions and seizures. And you find out that every time something like this is sinister, that the government is at the very center of it. That's my biggest concern of all. Why are we encouraging people to battle in a half-reality, half-not-reality state? Why would we do that? All because it's supposedly fun? Wow. Now we're basically taking this cult, Pokemon cult, religious kind of ideology of half reality and half not, and now we're making religious organizations, you know, like the Catholic locations or the Mormon locations or the Protestant or the evangelical locations, and those are the gyms in which you play this non-reality game. And then when everything kind of goes wrong because you're taught all the techniques to war and murder and battle out in the real world, but in a virtual reality state, then when somebody gets confused, it goes all wrong. Then we're like, man, I don't really get why this is going all wrong. I don't know what we need to do to stop it. You take God out of people's lives. By the way, they say there's drugs that help enhance the virtual reality state of these things too, Kurt. This is just crazy.
Yeah, that ought to help things.
All right, any other tidbits on this? But I'm telling you, it's very evil, and you ought to stay away from it. It's not just fun like people think. It is very dangerous indeed with the Pentagon trying to weaponize this stuff, Kurt.
Yeah, that's, I guess, in a local report, the Herald Extra, you know, the Daily Herald, says that players can also gather eggs. I thought you gathered eggs with your chickens. But anyway, I guess these days we don't have, you know, chickens anymore. We just get eggs from the store. But that says they hatch them. To hatch these eggs, you have to walk 1.25 miles or more. One guy said he sprinted to quickly hatch an egg this last Saturday, and he ended up with sunburn and triggered asthma. He says, I hatched one today and it was rough. One guy said he walked more than 10 miles in 3 hours as part
what
of his effort.
What will you give for your God, Kurt, though, you know?
Yeah. As part of his effort to collect more than 400 Pokemon so far. You know, you don't want people trying to fix their government and to straighten out their community and maybe even improve marital relations, spend more time with your family. I mean, you got things like Pokemon to keep you busy, Sam. I guess this one said, in addition to getting fresh air, he said he's introverted, but the game has helped forge new connections with others. Usually looking at your little phone, you know. This has been getting me out, the guy said. It's something that brings us together. He and his three friends are committed Pokemon fans who are they committed? Where were they committed? Who are very familiar with the earlier games. One guy said, I feel this is a good introduction for people who have never played Pokemon. You know, I've never played it, and I guess I never will, as far as I can say. One guy, Joshua Abel, he was able to wear a Pokemon shirt, I guess, and a knit cap in the form of Pikachu, the most iconic of all the Pokemon, I guess. He said the game was more popular than he expected it to be. He and his friend, he says it doesn't have a phone. This one guy doesn't have a phone that can play the game, but he's been tagging along on their adventures, including a hike. Last sentence, there's just so many people walking around. It's awesome, he says. So, hey, wouldn't it be neat if they were walking around trying to do something constructive? You know, maybe they were picking up trash when they were walking
around. No, dude, they don't pick up trash. They just throw their trash while they're in the middle of the game. Because, the problem is the trash, when you're drinking your drink, like you just say your energy drink, when you're pounding that sucker, it's like part of the game. But when you got an empty can, you just throw that sucker aside because it's not in your virtual reality world.
Okay.
See, everything is designed to promote the virtual reality over reality, Kurt.
All right.
Very, very evil stuff. But you know what I'm going to get, though?
Yeah.
Just like I get from everybody about this stuff. Oh, Sam, you don't even know. It's just all in good fun. Don't worry. You're just extreme about everything. And there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess... Well, people aren't really happy about the walls that are being built around folks, Kurt. I guess is the best way to describe this one, huh?
You remember a while back that Mickey Cantor guy? Do you remember Cantor?
Yeah.
He was from, what was it, Virginia, I think it was. Anyway, he was supposed to be an up-and-coming big shot. He was basically, the house whip? That means, like, you know, second in command from the, speaker of the house. Anyway, he lost his bid to retain his seat to Congress, and now... Well, I couldn't think of a nicer thing to happen to a guy like Paul Ryan. There's a guy named Paul that's going against Paul Ryan. And this guy's name is Paul Nehlen, I guess, Nehlen. He says to Paul Ryan, he says, tear down your wall if you won't build one for the country. I guess he showed up at Paul Ryan's mansion in a place called Janesville, Wisconsin. And he's a businessman, by the way. He held a press conference in front of the border wall that surrounds the Janesville mansion of Paul Ryan. And he demanded that Ryan either build a wall to protect the American people or tear down his own wall that protects Ryan and his family. I don't know where he gets off with this kind of idea. You know, I mean.
I ain't got to send all the Pokemon people over there to make it a gym, Kirk. They just hang around there and run around Paul Ryan's house and stuff.
I guess he goes on to say that people like Paul Ryan and Mark Zuckerberg love open borders as long as they stop at the property lines to their mansions. They ensconce their families with walls and fences, but then lecture us about how we have to be more charitable.
But, Kurt, this is just the same as the guy that runs around and tells you we have to have gun control, and then before you know it, hey... Number one, he's got all these armored people around him to protect him and or somebody comes into his house unwelcome and he shoots them. And then it's like, oh, wait a minute. I thought you were for no guns. You know, it's like that, right?
Good
same
point.
Stuff. Same typical baloney. It's always, you know, hey, it applies to you, not to me kind of idea.
Yep. I guess the Breitbart story says this while this challenger was speaking, Outside of Ryan's place, the house was being protected by four large SUVs, a full-size van, several servants, service agents, and a tall fence reinforced by high bushes. He explained that Paul Ryan is the most open borders, pro-Wall Street, anti-worker member of Congress in either party. Can you name one time when Paul Ryan fought as hard for you and your family as he's fought for corporate America? This guy's hitting pretty hard. And I guess the primary vote there in Wisconsin, by the way, is August 9th. So that'll be after the Republican convention. But
our buddy down at the State Street Grill, Greg, would love that, Kurt. By the way, State Street Grill, incredible place. Become a member of the GimmeLibertyFund.com, GimmeLibertyFund.com. Go to the State Street Grill right here in Utah to eat, and you tell them you're a member of the Gimme Liberty Fund, they'll give you a discount, you know.
That's right.
But anyway, I bring that up, though.
By the way, real quick, they got some new pulled pork. It's award-winning pulled pork, by the way.
Right.
Greg had me,
sample it.
Test it yesterday. And I did the best I could, you know what I mean? Since you weren't there, I mean.
Hey, Kurt, just filling in, taking care of business.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, so check out the State Street Grill. But I bring this all up, though, to say Greg's idea has always been, we need to make these people feel the pain by going to their houses, Kurt, and talking to them and letting them know that, hey, you know, you don't just live in a world where we can't touch you or that, you know, and it's not a hostile move of violence, but rather you work for us and let's have a chat kind of an idea. Yeah. And this guy, this...
Nayland guy.
Paul Nayland. He's doing it Greg style. Just saying.
Yes, he is. He sure is.
All right, hour one of the can. Hour two coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you're all doing fantastic. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, always on tap. By the way, some of these Pocket Mind stories and many other stories up now at libertynewsdaily.com. Check it out today. Tell all your friends. Make it the premier news source, if you will. libertynewsdaily.com. libertynewsradio.com for incredible talk shows 24/7. libertynewsradio.com. libertyroundtable.com for live and on-demand Liberty Roundtable. Incredible stuff available at your fingertips always. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it's educational and entertaining. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore our grand old republic. But it's going to take a lot of work, folks. Turn to God and then the checks and balances put in place by our founders. But we declare this nation shall endure.